Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State. No Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them. Cause they under attack. Cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims. Refuse to be quiet. Unlike Farrakhan, I won't stay silent. N-O-I silent. Nation. Christians won't speak. No. Against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free. Home of the brave. Attack my people. Put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner. Birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind. It's what you're facing. Tribal war cry. Tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day.
Night.
Emacs the image. Rider music,
gangster,
underground,
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 6, verse 47, already. And that M period, A period, N period. That's an acronym abbreviation for Music Activism News. And for those listening online at blogtalkradio.com, we appreciate it. For those who went to the EMAXX Radio. But if you see that number of 646-478-0944, you can call in like the 216-804, 216-860, 216-855. I'll be getting to those phone calls. But at least let me get three quick disclaimers before I come to you all so you all will know what you may be getting yourselves into. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, notebook, desktop, smartphone for info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can always press 1 or call back. So, like I say, I've got a few phone callers to get to, but I at least want to let people know a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment, things that are making buzzes all the way around. So I'll say the debut for Live from the Garage. It's starting to make a little bit of a noise and everything. And of course, I like the last thing that they did, so they're coming back with some more things off of that Lake Erie Blue. Number 9, Move It Up, Emacs Sheriff Kilroy, Tribal War Cry, got in demand because of what happened downtown Cleveland. Get into that in just a little while. Moving up, Fatty Banks, number 7. Moving up, Black Odyssey, number 6. Black House Sounds, number 5. And this is real interesting because number 5, the Black Wealth Music Group, yeah, debuting. London Brooks Fortune CD Listening Party featured Eric Magnus, all right, a.k.a. King Solomon. The Birthday Bash, the Saturday, November 25th, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Hey, 7-Eleven, always bet on black. At VIP Customs with DJ Emax, Sir Koopa, Black Wealth Music Group Brand Ambassador, Alfred Porter Jr., Walk Like a Man, Talk Like a Man, via request. HGS said he was going to stop through and show love. Number 4, moving up, wow, to say no to the Trump-Pence regime. More on that in just a little while. Kind of hinted at it with why things happened for them. Number 3, debuting Wednesday, November 22nd. They're going to have a pre-Turkey Day turn-up dance party, open mic with Big Stone the Butcher, Sheila's Bar and Grill. That's 6510 Lansing Avenue, 9 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. Number 2, big jump up, King of the Ring Boxing over at the Masonic the past Saturday. HGS Music made it through, Man in the Streets, GMS Hood Famous. Wait a minute, in-ring performing was none other than hip-hop superhero Sir Knock did his performance. It was a real nice thing. Wow. And then I'm looking up at number 1, the debut is the voiceofradio.com presents the official return of the Turkey Jam. Remember those things? Well, let's come back with Lynn Tolliver, Ralph Poole, Kim Sellers. That'll be this Wednesday, November 22nd at Cavante's Restaurant and Lounge, Richmond Mall. Now, remember when I said earlier, if you might want to have pen, pencil, and everything, I'm going to tell you how you can go about getting the free tickets. You can get them by visiting 17325 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112, thevoiceofradio.com, suite 4046. Or you can call 216-694-8899. Or in the same building, ADT Security, Suite 4004. Or how about the So Curly, So Kinky, So Straight? That's a hair salon at 4160 Mayfield Road, South Euclid, Ohio, 44121, 216-938-9537. So in saying all of that, I do want to at least get to the phone callers, and before I do, I just want to say, hey, number 1, it was a great Thanksgiving dinner provided by Edge Hill Community Church yesterday, where you had people like GMS Hood Famous show up, Shakespeare, Down South Entertainment, Mama Porter, Edge Hill Community Church, right at St. Albans Church, right off of Euclid Heights Boulevard. Real nice spot. So I'm going to go to the phone lines. Everybody's mad because I haven't come through or gotten to the phone line. So 216-804, 216-804, you are on live. What's on your – oh, okay. I'm kind of glad you're awake. What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing fine, sir, and waiting to hear what's happening today on the radio. And just calling you and telling you we are proud of you. Keep up the good work because you're doing a good job. And now just settle back and listen and learn.
All right, I'll do my very best, and I thank you so very, very much. As a matter of fact, before I go to the other phone callers, and I'm looking and seeing that we now have added on here a 216-209. So with that being said, I need to get to, shortly, the 216-860 phone number. You might not have intended on speaking, but that's all right. We don't mind. You know, while other people are taking time off, I should let people know that this coming Wednesday, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Wednesday, 7:15 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling Avenue, off of Ivanhoe. That's the 44110 area code between East 152nd and the St. Clair intersection. And it's also Ivanhoe extends between Euclid Avenue and the intersection. There you can definitely get to our meetings, like the number 1 bus, or number 37, or number 28. I will definitely have petitions on me from Chasing Justice LLC for term limits, because term limits are extremely important. As a matter of fact, this may have something to do with it. This may not have anything to do with it. But for those who have almost forgotten about what happened at Heritage, November 29th, 13 cops, that's 2012, so we'll say November 29th, 13 police officers, 64 cop cars, 137 shots, no officers jailed, nobody really fired except for Brelo, and he'll probably get his job back. But the union head, Jeff Fulmer, he talks, you know, he was talking real big and reckless in 2012. So this is just a little six-foot step ladder for the soapbox. Now, wait a second. Jeff Fulmer, he was let go. He was voted out as the CPPA head, okay, Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association. He was, like, you know, voted out, let go, replaced by Steve Loomis. Now then, did you know that they're having a vote, CPPA union head vote? We should know results by maybe tomorrow between Steve Loomis and Jeff Fulmer again. Isn't this like the police version of the 2017 Zach Reed versus Frank Jackson of Cleveland mayoral choices, like poor choices all the way around? Once again, we say we should know the truth by tomorrow. And, hey, hot off the wire, heard it from Black Odyssey that, you know, well, one-time hopeful for mayor, Zach Reed says he's going to run again when the time comes up, since he received 41% of the vote, which is very interesting because by all counts for the Board of Elections and everywhere else, he only received 33% of the vote. Huh, reminds me of that song. I've got high hopes. I sure hope he didn't have a nip before he counted anything. But right now, we'll see what happens. I'm going to go to the phone line and say, well, I guess I can also tell people that if you choose to, you can check out I Am a Superwoman Radio on Facebook. Find out more information, or even on Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. So with that being said, I'm going to go to that 16860. Well, my luck, this is Jeff Fulmer calling to tell me off. 216-860, how you doing out there?
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, I'm doing well. What about you?
Oh, I'm doing excellent, man. All I know is Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music.
With that being said, Mr. Milligrand, what's new
yeah,
for you,
it's
man?
The advisor. I'm doing my thing back on Flowmasters. I will be also doing the old school cipher at the Turkey Jam. So if you want to be interested in going, you should go because it's going to be fire. You know what I do, and you know what everybody else do as far as Voices Radio family do. We get it in. All
right.
Of us. You know,
it's good
I mean, there's no joke. Oh, I love being back, man. I'm more focused. I got God in my corner, and I'm doing everything possible to keep everything positive and working towards being a better Milligrand that y'all missed the old Milligrand, but it's going to be a stronger, more powerful Milligrand. You know,
I'm glad
feeling good
hear
about
that.
Life, man. I finally got the call in. I've been so busy. But I feel good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing excellent in hearing from you, so I'm just glad to hear from
oh,
you,
yeah.
brother.
And I like to give love to all my Black House family, to all the BWMG family, all my, you know, all the peeps, man. You know, the ones that represent Shakespeare, Mike Carter, Hawk, you know, the man called Hawk. All of y'all, man. Everybody, it's all love. Mama Porter. Everybody, I just wanted to make sure y'all understood that I'm back, maybe stronger than before.
Apparently, and I thank you for doing that, man.
All right, now y'all have a good day. I'm going to let y'all, you know, you handle your show, and, you know, I didn't want to take up much time. I just wanted to let everybody know it's all love.
Hey,
and
no problem. At least we know where to follow you, Flowmasters, voiceofradio.com. We can follow you online. And I just thank you for coming back stronger and powerful than before. Thanks, brother.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's about. Y'all have a blessed one.
You too, man. And that
oh, yeah, by the
way. None other than, as I go back, when you said, by the way, what were you getting ready to say?
The Cavaliers just dominated Detroit, so they might be back on their things, too. Yep, but I
all right,
that's the
I'm
going to
take that from you. I appreciate
yeah.
you, brother, very much.
All right. No doubt.
All right, see. Oh, man, see. I'm feeling good with that. And I'm looking at other people that I have to go through and check on, like that 216-855, 216-209, 216-712. And, you know, as I do mention things, if people wish to send their music through to be played, put in for consideration, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can do that. I also want to let people know you can tune in to voiceofradio.com, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show. That's on Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, right before, which I like, right before Flowmasters comes on at 6. And then, of course, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or go to the website of blackonblackcleveland.com. You know something, people say, I never have given too much extra information, but before I go to the phone line, I just want to start off and say that Charles Mills Manson, born Charles Mills Maddox, November 12, 1934, through November 19, 2017, American criminal and cult leader who formed what later became known as the Manson family, who murdered 9 people from July through August of 1969 at 4 locations in California. Now, Manson was found guilty of first degree and murder of 7 and conspiracy to commit murder. Actress Sharon Tate was one of those murdered. And Manson was also racist, henceforth the Nazi swastika that was on his forehead. Now, they got him on, like I said, 7 of 9 people who had been murdered, and they charged him for that in 1971. He spoke of a race war coming, died at the age of 83, and that's why he made up that term Helter Skelter. It was his like favorite song for the Beatles, and that is what really played into a lot of extra things. Also, we lost really, it took a couple of losses. Della Reese Patricia Early, a.k.a. Della Reese, July 6, 1931 to November 19, 2017. For those who didn't know, she was a pop, gospel, jazz, nightclub singer, film and TV actress. She had her own talk show. She had about, and that was very interesting, that she had about 197 shows of her talk show. And an ordained minister. Films included Harlem Nights from 1989, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, 1996, and also the TV show, a lot of people remember that, Touched by an Angel. And then Earl Hyman, October 11th, 1926 to November 17th, 2017, American stage, TV, and film actor. Hey, for those who didn't know, little known secret, he was Panthros, the voice of Panthros on the Thundercats cartoon show, and was on the Cosby Show as Cliff's father, Russell Huxtable. And before I go to the phone line, because you say I don't give you all any information, I would like to say that if you go to Facebook for Superwoman Presents, Pitch Time, your 10 minutes of fame, free for you to promote you on the network for 10 minutes within about the next maybe 10 to 13 days. So you can Facebook her event page, sign in, promote yourself. You better do that. I went to do that for myself. So with that being said, since I have so many people on the phone lines right now, I'm going to shut up and start taking these phone calls. 216-855. How you doing out there? 216-855. Going twice. Going thrice. Thank you so much for following the rules. And you have to thank people when they follow rules, and I'll tell you why. You let people know that if you can't talk or if you're on the job site or what have you, you can stay silent and you'll go back on hold. If you change your mind, then you can press 1 or call back. So with that being said, I just want to say I thank you, because sometimes you don't do a good enough job of saying, hey, I appreciate what you just did. And now that I'm looking at things and I see, oh, my goodness, I have about quite a few phone callers calling in now. So before I go to the 216-209 phone number, I do wish to take my time and just say that November 30th, that's November 30th, the Veterans of Color That's the name of the film. You can check it out online to see what it's about. But that film, it goes past the knee flag controversy and digs deep into it and lets you know, hey, there's more to that than what it looks like. It talks about how black people, former service people, were treated after Vietnam. And it will have exclusive free showing at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, November 30th at 15415 Kimplin Avenue, 44110 off Ivanhoe, because they let you know, hey, the flag was about us too, and we weren't even treated right. So it goes beyond everything else that's being talked about. And I'm just thankful to be a part of sponsoring that. So now I'm going to go to 216-209. You're probably upset with me because at one time my group and several others took a knee at the Browns game at the home opener, but I'm ready to take the just desserts from that and the criticism. 216-209, how you doing out there? 216-209? Going twice? Going thrice? I think I'm on a roll right now. And that's all right with me because it makes it easier for me while people listen to hear what is happening. And I'm going to check this one out at 216-712. And again, hey, this is just one of those things. I'm thankful to be able to do this. 216-712. I find it very interesting that a lot of people chose to call in and listen. So I'll tell you what we're going to do before we do anything else. I'm going to let people know and just remind folks of what is happening. And as I look out and see everything that can be done, let me check back with people on this 216-732. So what's going on?
Yep.
That would be the 216-732 number. So now I'm feeling pretty good right now because I'm seeing that everything is working well. So that's all. Sometimes you wonder, is everything working well? Is everything all right? Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But at least you're choosing to listen in. So as I do, and before I do go and say anything else, getting these, like, announcements and other things out of the way so people can at least have some idea what's happening. I will say that, wow, East Cleveland, that's very interesting. I want to give Vita Saeed, who was running at one time for Ward 3, Council at Large. She says she doesn't feel like a loser, so don't play her cheap. She is having her victory party at Happy's Pizza, although she didn't win, but that's all right because she feels like, hey, she got a lot of support and her messages were accomplished. So that'll be this coming Sunday in East Cleveland, right across from Windermere. For those who know Vita, you can definitely call, contact her in advance, let her know where you made it. I'm going to go to 216-820. That's 216-820. How you doing out there?
All right, all right. This is Mr. Powers from Black House Sound. Wanted to let everyone know that not this Friday, but December 1st, that is a Friday, 2017. I'm going to say that one more time. December 1st, 2017, Black House Sound will return at Friends and Fellowship for another open mic from 7 to 9, Sandler Park Building on the second floor, 17325 Euclid Avenue. That's Sandler Park Building once again, 17325 Euclid Avenue, right next door to Quality Car Care. You know what I mean? Come on down, bring your friends, bring your family, bring anyone else that has talent because that's what it's all about. You know, I done been impressed with what I have saw the last couple open mics, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no telling what this open mic will bring. But one thing we will tell you is that It will be free food. It will be fun. It will be a whole lot of fun, you know what I'm saying, especially when it comes to the younger youth. You know what I'm saying? Also, you know what I'm saying, the very next, not this Thursday, but the Thursday after that, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it was Thursday after that. I believe it was November the 7th, I believe. On November,
right,
well,
December
not,
7th.
November
got
the
it.
7th, December 7th, yeah. It was on the December the 7th, yeah, you know what I'm saying, down there on Kipling Avenue. You know what I'm saying? There will be another man-to-man program. You know what I'm saying? So to all the young ladies and young men that's out there, if you, you know what I'm saying, that have children, you know what I mean? If you have a son, you know, come on out, come in to man-to-man so they can go ahead and express themselves, you know what I'm saying, in a positive manner and let it be known that if they stay on the right path, they can never go wrong. You know what I mean? So, like I said before, you know what I'm saying, December 1st, I look forward to seeing you all there. Everybody have a great week, and have a great, great Thanksgiving, and try not to eat too much bird. Black House Sound, make real Cleveland music.
Real Cleveland.
Shouts out to the founder, Joe Legacy, and I'm out.
Thank you so much.
For sure.
You know. And I would like to send out this infamous shout-out of, you know, let me get it together so I can make sure I see it. Did you have the nerve to call my personal phone line when I'm live on the air? This one goes out to Julia Smart. In the meantime, and in between time, before I go and take the other phone caller, I will say that just to piggyback on what was just said, sometimes people say, well, are some of these things true? What have you? Well, if you go, well, I'll say to Facebook right now, the Black Man's Army, Man to Man, we'll just say that last Thursday it was beautiful because you did have Black House Sounds, Joseph Motley Jr., who led the Man to Man group discussion and spoke on school skills, education, and peer pressure. Mr. Powers of Black House Sounds, open mic night host. He also spoke as well, put things into context, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army founder, Art McCoy, and then Black House Sounds performed Pressure from the CCR2. December 7th, it looks like the guest speaker who would join Mr. Motley, Mr. Powers, and others will be Tony Masaccio of WERE, 1490 AM. That's Saturday mornings, 10 AM, I believe it's Flashpoint Radio. So this is going to be very interesting. Before I go to some of the other phone callers who might say, you know something, it's that easy to speak. I think I will do that. I just want to get through and say also that November 29th, Kirk, you know, Heritage, off of Terrace Road, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 44112. It's the five-year memorial. Tim Russell, Melissa Williams. Look forward to at least seeing a lot of you out there. You know, 12-foot step ladder for my soapbox because, you know, right now we may not be in as much trouble, or maybe we will. Maybe the elephants will have a thankful wish because right now they got one earlier on because the past Friday, the White House Press Secretary, Sarah Huckabee, said that the U.S., the United States, reversed, you know, President Obama's ban on allowing hunters to import trophies. Now, let's think about it. Import trophies of elephants that were killed in not one but two African countries. Now, you know, a ban was put in place in 2014. They didn't name which two, but you know that recently Zambia and Zimbabwe had been fighting hard. But today there was a tweet this afternoon where our current president said he will keep the ban until he studies the conservation facts. Facts. All right, African nations, some have been fighting to conserve, save the elephants from illegal poaching to keep the species, indigenous to the region. Elephants in their own natural habitat. Easier? Okay, got it. Maybe we needed to use easier words for the president to realize that they were fighting so they wouldn't be slaughtered. I mean, fighting poachers to save elephants, but allowing big game hunters to kill elephants isn't saving elephants. Yeah, even if I say, look, being a black conservative, well, yeah, I'm still mad about it, because if I wanted to visit the motherland, ride an elephant as an African king, this fool president wants the elephants shot right out from under me. Number two, if elephants are supposed to be our party's example, he wants our party mascot shot dead. And then number three, what next? Let's just sanction and say, hey, let's go ahead. There's nothing wrong with cutting off the rhino horns after you shoot them. Bring those back as trophies. Then again, maybe our current president will make the right freaking decision. Maybe, maybe, maybe. I'm going to at least say that I appreciate you all for tuning in. I'm going to see what all these ones are, because with my luck, it's the Don Man called to tell me off and tell me that I'm off of, that I'm definitely not on an endangered list anymore. Who's got all these freaking ones? Is it a bill collector? And how you doing out there? Thrice? Twice? Once? Okay, maybe I was getting ready to get lucky. Maybe they were getting ready to sing or something. But hello, once again? And I thank you so much for following the rule. You know, when people do work where they have to work, I can appreciate if you're not able to talk, but you choose to call in to listen. And I hope that you hear something that you can use. I am going to give people, once again, a chance to see if there's anything they'd like to add on. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the time, since I did hear from one of the people who called in. I like this particular one. So since it does mention some of those things, before my time's up, Black House Sounds.
Since before our time up, death will remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. Just before our time up, death will remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. How many folks ain't saw a thing? One day you're here, then you're gone. The next day they don't know your name. You said he's falling and you out of reach. The bullets ricochet, they left you dying in these Cleveland streets. They say you brain dead, they bought the bullet machine. And since you was a Christian, God intervened. 6 months later, living to the extreme. You want retaliation, that's on everything. You gon' get them jokers back to them jokers. Dramatized in your mind, keep having all these crazy dreams. You feeling like your manhood went down the drain. You stalking every spot that they at in a perfect lane. Waiting for the perfect target to wanna shoot. In your mind, you're paralyzed and you don't know what to do. You realize God, he gave you a second chance. And if you pull the trigger, would you live a dirty death? Even on Friday, the old man told the truth. You walk away, you live another day, and that's the truth. I never saw a man cry. And two, I saw a man die. And two, I saw a man die.
Yes, you remind us.
remind us.
Some people reaping what they sow, and it's an unsolved mystery. The chapter in your life becomes untold. Some people need to learn a lesson. When you walk the city streets, every step you take, you must learn to count your blessings. But there's a line of deep depression. Crooked humans keep a beat for thirsty lives on their radar, so they steady blessing. So let me tell you the real truth on the mistaken identity. The cops have no use when your life is in danger. There ain't no need to make a report, cause the cops only resort is be on the scene to see your corpse. So I gotta set a trend to prevent that bullet torch. Any badge is the devil's weapon without the pitchfork. And if I gotta keep it real just to keep myself alive, I don't gotta justify when I see a family cry. Long as I got some men upstairs watching over all sides, when it's my time to die, I hope my journey gets a vibe.
From the Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy. And, you know, before I do anything else, I see that I have a 216703 that popped in that I'll be getting into shortly. But I want to let people know that, please, I'm looking at this note, come to stop police harassment rally, and a rally against misconduct by racist and corrupt University Heights. And I'm looking at Garfield and Euclid Police, led by activist Art McCoy and others. That will be 11 a.m. Tuesday, December 5th, 2017, Justice Center in downtown Cleveland on the steps of Lakeside Avenue. Contacts Al Porter of BBCI at 216-804-7462 and the Imperial Women's Coalition at 216-659-0473. And also what will happen there is Ms. Coleman and community activists will testify at noon directly following that on December 5th in the courtroom of 18C of Common Pleas Judge Nancy Margaret Russo as to her attorney's motion for a change of venue due to public corruption, racism, sexism, and police and political harassment of Ms. Coleman. You can also check out other things. She's been an activist and journalist who edits www.clevelandurbannews.com, and definitely you can catch that www.Kathy Ray Coleman, online news, that's the online news blog.com. So with that being said, I wanted to throw that out, make things easy before I go check out that 216 phone line and let people know that the Art McCoy Radio Show is Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WRE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You also have the MC Chill Show, which is Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WRE 1490 AM as well. So with that being said, let me see what's going on with 216703. How you doing out there?
What?
216703 going the second time. And going a third time. You know something? For all of you on the phone lines, sometimes I'm envious because I'm wondering if some of you all are really at work or are you all enjoying an excellent meal. So with that being said, hey, I don't blame you. I wouldn't answer anything on the radio myself if I was enjoying that kind of a meal. But I do want to at least, there's something that's been bothering me, so I'm going to pull out the 14-foot step ladder for my soapbox. And I want to start by quoting somebody because it just amazes me when you talk about should you have self-love or love for where you live or what have you. Like I say, it's a 14-foot step ladder for my soapbox, and then I got to play a song to kind of calm me down. But this was a quote that somebody actually put online. They put about five different paragraphs and double paragraphs. But the person put out there said, the suburban hip-hop crowd has a stronghold on Cleveland Underground, the big station in a C-list city. The difference between you and me is I'm the one who came to turn the town out. You just another lost nigga, lame bitch that could use game. All right, let me look at this. I'll break down what's going on in just a little while because it wasn't directed at me, fortunately, but it seems like it is because I live in this city. But anyway, this dude said a few other things, including cop this DVD, inbox me, order this DVD, When you buy this DVD, you support one of the most community active street niggas in Cleveland in financing Black Revolution. Wait a second, y'all. He also said this. His quote, "I appeal to at-risk youth more than most so-called activists, spreading Black awareness while promoting Black conscience every day. There's no Black leader with as much thug appeal as myself in Cleveland." Streetmost Teen Summit in 2018. Now, I got to read the rest of this, because anyway, he finished by saying, "Cop this DVD and put your money towards blankety blank, I won't even dignify his name, quest to conquer all you sheep." Now, wait a second. He said all you sheep. But as for people like myself to cop his DVD. Now, this dude did say, "The Plain Janes you jock, blankety blank, be taming out of pocket bitches." Then he said, "Buy my DVDs about 5 more times." Now, I have to ask, what kind of mental state or revolution is being brought in, calling women the B word? What else this dude said? That Cleveland's a C-list blue-collar baller city. C-list. Now, barbershop, car shop owners, flipping houses, female ballers, C-list mom and pop salon, daycare owners, bartenders. You ain't a baller if you ain't Fortune 500 lawyers, execs, doctors. But wait a sec. Ain't you balling if your house is paid for? In a C-list city? If you're going to say we're C-list? If you don't have a debt? Or if you're throwing shows or earning income or helping families? But this dude also said, and I quote this dude, "Bitch, I'm bossed up and a distinguished street nigga in limited, dry-ass Ohio. Cleveland has C-list mentors, boyfriends, hairstylists." Okay, and then afterwards he mentioned a female rapper in Cleveland, you H-word, ho, B-word, rat face, attacking Ohio Hip Hop Awards, and said Cleveland is C-list, not an A-list city like New York, Miami, L.A. All right, now I didn't want to really bring this up, but I had to, because does this mean that Suge Knight, this is my question out there, Migos, woman kicking Kevin Gates is like A-list? Is that how I should look at it? Does that mean all of a sudden it's Suave or Eric Magnus or Black Odyssey or, you know, are they C-list? Cavs, Tribe, are they C-list? Does that mean because in a bigger market that all of a sudden the Miami Dolphins or the Rams are an A-list team? Look, I had to equate that because either I'm helping you in this city personally, either I'm helping you and helping my community from the heart, then I won't curse you out and call your names because you won't buy a freaking DVD from me. See, if I have to beg somebody for support with the "you better buy this product or merch for me, because if you don't, you're going to stop the movement," then that's the wrong freaking attitude, because the creator I serve, Yahweh, God, Allah, however you want to approach it, won't allow you to be stopped because somebody's not going to support you upright. Because a lot of times coming up, people didn't support me. But you can't take the time to be complaining about it all of a sudden. And if I do, then I'm at risk of showing disdain. Nice word for saying contempt for the people that I wish to serve. You know, if you bash or you badmouth your area, maybe you don't need their money or you shouldn't even ask. You know, I don't really care if a person has cash for me. If I don't respect you, you can keep your cash. So I ask, what's your standards? And then again, maybe I run into people who, just for the heck of it, if you're from a certain area and you come here, you're from Pittsburgh or somewhere else, I can see you root for Pittsburgh or Golden State or what have you. I got that. You might like a certain player in a certain town. I was a big Chi-Town fan. But then again, some people, I wonder about them because they'll pick any other team besides their own, or they'll make fun of their own area artist. But then again, if you have venom or disdain for your own, it's kind of like me having a home, right? I have a home, but I'm complaining that my wife is stupid and my kids are ugly. I'm just saying. That's all I'm going to say on that one. I see some other people who chime back in, so maybe they called to be a part of everything that's going on. I'm going to go to 216-209. probably call it to tell me off and tell me that, hey, I shouldn't be repping the city so hard. So with that being said, probably telling me to get my butt to a A-list city. So I'm going to go to 216-209 C-list hotline. How you doing out there?
No, man. Cleveland is A-list, always been A-list. This is John from Black Odyssey for all those who don't know. And I want to start with from the last comment that you were saying about this young man that obviously don't understand the condition that he has. And the condition mm-hmm. that he has is called aphasia. And it's an inability to comprehend and formulate language because of damage to specific brain regions. So, that's what he's suffering from. And for all those people who want to hear that word again, it's called aphasia. So it is a direct term. Sometimes people make that joke, oh, they must have dropped you on the head when you were a kid. Well, to drop you on the head when you were a kid, the name of that condition is called aphasia. And sometimes people say totally ridiculous stuff because they have problems with different regions in their brain. So something is wrong with that young man for him to use for just making black people nouns and adjectives and then turn around and try to relate us as family after all that and tell him to buy his stuff. He obviously don't know how it really works. He must not really be from here. So, you know, since he think everything is C-list, we can see him later. So, see ya.
Right.
But I don't want to digress from why I kind of called in and everything. I want to thank Councilman Zach Reed, first and foremost, for coming out and supporting my business at All American Shoe Shines. And for all those who don't know, I run that business word of mouth, so you will not find any advertisements other than what's in front of the building. So that means he hit the ground really hard to find me, so that's really good. And he also, I think you said something about it earlier. I don't know, maybe he might be suffering from a little aphasia a little bit too. But he said he pulled 41% of the vote, and I'm trying to figure out what happened to the other half because all I seen was 33. And I even took a look on CBS because sometimes they hold their records a little later than, you know, what the public regular TV shows, and they show 33 too. So maybe it might have been some numbers off somewhere. I don't know. But shout out to Black House Sounds, Suave Gotti, all the Cleveland Kings that make real good music here in Cleveland, MC Chill. I know you out there. Thank you for being in Cleveland and making good music and continuing to support the community in a strong way. You too, Brother Al. And
thank you.
I want to tell everybody to please stay blessed and please be thankful for the roof over your head because there's many people out here in these streets today that don't have that. So if you think you don't have something to be thankful for, you can find many, many reasons, and I'm quite sure your neighbor will be able to find some for you too. So thank you. This is Black Odyssey. God bless you, and you guys continue on with greatness.
Thank you so much. God bless you, and please hold the phone line. I'll appreciate it.
I sure will.
No problem.
I sure will.
And with that being said, you know, I'm enjoying how the program is turning out. Okay, I've got a 216-406 that I will be coming to shortly. I will give you all a couple of things coming up and let people know if you choose to that Melanated Media News is on Facebook or YouTube. The OPN Radio, Thursday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, weupradio.com. You can also check out the Monday Roundtable Radio, 1-800-214-6186, around 6 p.m. mark, or Facebook or YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr., period, on Facebook. And then without, it's just Joseph, M-O-T-L-E-Y-J-R, on YouTube. And I'm just feeling so great right now that I think I will check out that 216-406 phone number. With my luck, they're probably calling to tell me that I ought to be ashamed of myself for not supporting Donald Trump. So with that being said, I'm going to that 216-406 phone line right now and take the abuse that I have coming. How you doing out there?
You should be ashamed of yourself. I didn't say that. That was not even saying. Okay, that was Katrina.
I got you.
But this is Tina L. Hansen, a.k.a. I am a superwoman, CEO of the award winning I am a Superwoman Radio Network, and I'm happy to be here tonight.
Same here. Wait a minute. You didn't just win one. You had two awards come your way, didn't you?
I won two in Atlanta at the Spin Award. And the Spin, what the Spin Awards are, it was the first year, and it was awards given to radio announcers who play gospel music.
Mm.
You know, usually it's the artist that gets the awards, okay? They flipped it and gave it to the radio announcers who play the gospel music. You know, I keep telling people, I'm not playing radio. You know, I used to play radio. I'm not playing radio no more. This is some serious stuff because it brings knowledge, information, empowerment, inspiration, support, and encouragement to the people. This is a powerful platform. Radio, be it internet, and internet is the place to be because that's where it's going to, you know, because you can reach so many more people, you know, over the internet rather than terrestrial radio, even though that's our start, okay? I'm not going to put them down ever. But the internet technology is what it is today. This is what it is today, where we can reach millions of people all at one time. People are listening to us, and we don't even know that they're listening, and we don't know where they're listening from. We don't have a clue. Okay? And it can be used for so many good things. The reason I was a little bit late, Brother Al, because I have been given an assignment from above to start, teaching Black history. And I've been blessed to be able to not only possess two decks of Black history flashcards. One is a general pad mixed with women and men, events and occurrences, things like that. And then the second set is about women only. And I'm learning. But the assignment was get the cards. And I'm telling God, well, I don't have the money. He said, get them anyway. And I did. And once I got them, he gave me the assignment to do a Black History Moment every day, Monday through Friday, on my radio show. When I wrote back to the company and told them what I was doing, they needed an opportunity to actually sell the cards, so I made my money back, and I'll be able to make ongoing revenue from selling these. I mean, these cards they're actually priceless. Because they give you information about people that you don't even know that were Black, okay? I'm telling you. You get a lot of people like The Rock and, you know, people like that, you know, movie stars and stuff, but you will learn about people that you never even heard about before. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I'm doing a weekly challenge now. This is my second week. Because on the front of the card is the person and their date of birth in the dash, okay? On the back side of the card is their biography. And so what I usually do, I'll just give you both sides. I'll tell you who the person is, and then I'll tell you their biography. The challenge is now, once a week, I'm going to give you their biography. You've got to tell me who the person is. So you've got to participate. And so far today, I got two winners. And what happens is they get to come on the show and talk about what their most influential Black History moment has been, or the person who has been the most influential in their life.
Wow. Deep.
Yeah. Something I did not plan. Not at all. That was never a plan. But when a man up there said, do it, you do it.
That's right.
So I did it. I'm doing it.
Okay. And I did get a chance to speak earlier about that Superwoman Presents, the pitch time. Where'd you come up with that one from?
Yes, that was another idea that just landed in my spirit to give. You know, I'm a giver, and sometimes I give too much, but I'm not mad about that at all. If you misuse my gifts, that's on you. That's on you. I just do what I know I should do, or at least what I think I should do. But pitch time is for the next 23, 24 days. I'm going to have, or starting this Friday, if you got a business, if you got a company, a product, a service, a charity, a cause, hit me up, and I will give you up to 10 minutes to tell the world about your product, about who you are and what you do. For free.
Yeah, have to tell me. I was one of the first ones when I saw that who responded in full. So I'm cool, but
okay.
Continue on for others who didn't hear. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so that's what I'm giving. You know, it's next weekend. This weekend, Black Friday. I don't know why I call it Black. Maybe because you're going
really?
Home from spending too much.
Yeah.
You know anything better than this Black. You know, Black ice. I ain't never seen no Black ice. It's clear ice.
Same here.
It's not Black ice. You know, why gotta be Black? Anyway. That just gets me. You ain't never seen no Black ice.
No,
anyway.
I have not.
I say nobody has. And so it was just my way of giving. You know, Small Business Saturday is coming up. We need to shop. We need our money to circulate between us.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every dollar that we make, it goes to the other man.
True.
We never, but maybe it's because we don't know what we sell, we don't know what we do, we don't know the businesses that are small and Black owned. Well, I'm going to, for those who choose to take advantage of it, come on the show and talk about their business. That will get more business to them. Because, you know, again, the internet, we don't know who's going to hear what. You know, we don't know. And somebody could be listening to you from Timbuktu, from California, from Canada, or whatever, and say, I can use that service. They don't have that service here where I'm at. They can get in touch with you. You got a contract. You might end up with a multi-million-dollar contract just by coming on a station that before you didn't take serious, but now you're taking it serious, okay? Because you know, I usually just go places where people don't ask me to go. You know, I don't go to all them popular places. I go to the places where the real people are at. Like, you know, the pop workshop and, you know, places like that. Okay, that people look at you all weird. But you're looking
true.
At me weird. Okay? But those are the places I go.
With every eye closed, head bowed.
And now continue on talking. I just had to start something off. and let it play a little bit in the background, and you can continue.
Yeah, okay, well, that's about it. That's about it. I'm still broadcasting 7 days a week, yeah. Monday through Thursday is 3 o'clock on your ride home. Monday is Sylvia Brock Williams. She does a financial piece. Tuesday, Patrice Jackson teaches you how to be savvy. Wednesday, Linda D. Wadley out of Akron. She has guests from all over the country, all over the world, actually, with different topics of relevance. I syndicate her from her television show. And that's Wednesday, Thursday. Of course, every day I'm doing the Monday through Friday, I'm doing the Black History Moment. Saturday, my publisher and publicist, Charlotte Howard, she has an 8 o'clock show, Success and Beauty, with all types of guests in the beauty industry and coaches and things like that. Friday night, I'm doing my I Am a Superwoman radio. And on Sunday, Superwoman does the Voice of the Faith Power Hour. She becomes the Superwoman of basketball.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
Hey, I appreciate it. And on December 1st, I know that that's one of the times when you have the radio show, but I do know I'll do my best to call in for the Black House Sounds open mic. That way on December 2nd, we will also prepare to see you and your wards down at, quote-unquote, the hip-hop workshop at Cleveland State, but we'll have more information coming up by next Monday evening. So I just thank you for calling.
Well, I thank you for answering my call. A little kind of late, but I appreciate you. And tell Mama Porter that her favorite stepdaughter says hello.
Hey, I'm going to tell her that. She will definitely appreciate that one. And may you enjoy the rest of the evening.
God bless you, brother Al. Thank you.
No problem. Hey, you know, I had to, I guess I could pull up a little bit of a soundtrack that was going on right now and let it
keep praying. No matter what, I love you. No matter what, you
keep praying. Black Odyssey. I'm sure that groups like Black Odyssey, Black House Sounds, and many others will definitely hit up the last link and message that was brought up so that you too can at least have 10 minutes to promote your business, what it is that you're doing, because that's a blessing. That's a beautiful thing. You know something? Before I leave out of here, I could say so many other things. I must give the people credit. They believe so much in ending the nightmare. They say the Trump-Pence regime must go, that they even set aside and said that on Saturday, November 25th at 11 a.m., they'll meet at Market Square, corner of Lorraine and West 25th Street. And then again on Friday, November 24th. So that's Saturday, November 25th at 11 a.m., Market Square, corner of Lorraine, West 25th. And then Friday, November 24th, 10 a.m. at Chipotle Mexican Grill in Steelyard Commons at 3471 Steelyard Drive, Cleveland, Ohio, 44109. Anybody who wants to know more, you can contact them at, I believe, ohio@refusefascism.org. I did not want you misspelling fascism and putting it back on me. Or you can call 216-225-2267. Am I thankful? Yes, I am thankful. People can come up and say to me anything they want to, just about when will this is done, this, that, and other, and you live here. And let me tell you something, people. Anytime you're alive, that's good enough to be thankful, to be able to be alive and to make conscious decisions and to even be in a country where I can get up, get out of pocket, and if I see the government is collapsing around me, call them on it. Yep, I might go through some hell here and there, defame, defamation of character, and a few other things, but that's kind of different than if you get out there and you say in some places, hey, this place is not right, and they just walk up to you, shoot you in the middle of your brains, leave you collapsed on the ground, and walk away, and everybody's like, ooh, you shouldn't have said it. So there are definitely things that I'm thankful for. I'm very thankful that the Creator has put in my brain cavity to do things right for the community. I'm also thankful that my mom stayed alive long enough to see me change and become a better person. I also want to say that I'm thankful because of working with such groups as Black House Sounds and many others, but to at least say that when it comes down to it, maybe I'll give the sheet on a different time, but to be with a group of young people who say, you know something, the hell with what the system says we need to do. We can do things, open mic for the young people. Wait a minute. We can do something man-to-man and speak for people. We can do so many things and set the right kind of example. Thankful for people like Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven. He said that he was going to fight hard, and he did, to start bringing hip-hop out there, the Twinsburg area, and getting things joined together. Happy that I had mentors coming up like Suave Gotti, DJ Dollar Rock, and now working with GMS Shakespeare. I'm very thankful that there are people like Danielle who knows that I go through hell on earth sometimes. It's not easy doing activist work, but to be able to recognize the validity of why it needs to be done and then to step up and say, hey, I know you can do it and do the best you can at it. And definitely that's appreciated. So I just want to say to everyone out there who tunes into this program, who gives feedback, those who call and don't say anything but choose to listen, I appreciate it because there are so many other things you could possibly be doing that I appreciate it. May you all look out for each other. Say a prayer for yourselves and for others so that we can continue to do the work that must be done and that everybody deserves and needs to be prayed for. Heck, what keeps me from becoming like some of the other people who get into powerful positions and takes advantage of other people is because there's a creator out there. And because I recognize if it can happen to some people, why wouldn't it happen to me? So I make a conscious decision to try to at least ask other people for their opinions. So, you know, I'm very appreciative of everybody who calls in, everybody who listens, people who take things back, and people who give constructive criticism because that's the only way you grow. Enjoy the holiday season this week, and please take advantage of some of the things that you've heard out there. Show up, be a part, and promote. Thank you so much. Peace.